More news stories now, including the visit of the Home Secretary to look into the danger of drug gangs coming into the area and how a young woman's death must not be in vain. But first, a power chair footballer is looking to achieve her goal of appearing in a third consecutive FA Cup final.
A power chair footballer is looking to achieve her goal of appearing in a third consecutive FA Cup final with a crucial assist from residents at a Norwich sheltered housing scheme. Rosie Hodgson, 19, will be using her £7,500 specialist-powered wheelchair in the semi-final match next month for Watford-based Aspire PFC. If the team wins, it will be the third year in a row that she will have taken part in the final at the England National Football Training Centre at St George's Park, having scored the winning goal in the 2017 final. And part of the money to buy her top-of-the-range chair was raised by residents at Lanchester Court, a sheltered housing scheme run by Norwich Housing Society, where Rosie's grandmother, Brenda Hodgson, has lived for the past 9 years. Rosie was diagnosed with a rare form of primary lymphedema at just 18 months. She has been hugely successful in the sport of power chair football, also winning the Premiership and competing in the Champions League.
His flawless diction gave the news to people in East Anglia for decades. The longest-serving newsreader for Anglia Television, John Bacon, will be remembered by generations of families across the region. On Wednesday, it was announced Mr. Bacon had died at the age of 83. He began his career at Anglia Television as a station announcer after moving from the BBC in 1964. He went on to read the news for more than a quarter of a century until his retirement in 1992. Mr. Bacon passed away suddenly at his home in Greece and leaves behind his wife Marina and children Sally and James.
College students received an inspiring visit from a woman who skied across Antarctica. Girls at Wyndham College were encouraged to find a challenge and make it happen by Sophie Montagne, a Lance Sergeant, at an event organised by the college in coordination with the Army. Miss Montagne is a member of the six-strong British Army Ice Maiden team, which recently became the first all-female team to cross Antarctica using muscle power alone. The Ice Maidens, none of whom had any experience of expeditions, began the two-month, 1,704-kilometre journey on the edge of the Ross Ice Shelf last November. Students heard how the team travelled up to 46 kilometres a day, navigating crevasse fields while pulling sledges weighing more than their body weight and facing temperatures as low as minus 56 degrees centigrade.
Home Secretary Amber Rudd has vowed new laws to set to be passed in the wake of the brutal murder of Kerry McCauley will save lives. Miss McCauley was killed by her former partner and serial abuser, Joe Story, at her home in Southalls Way, Norwich, in January 2017. The mother of two suffered 19 separate injuries to her head and face during the attack. Setting out plans to toughen the domestic abuse laws while visiting Norwich's Magdalene Group, who work with the vulnerable women and young people, Miss Rudd said, "An overhaul of the way society deals with domestic abuse was needed." The bill will seek to introduce new civil orders to expand the restrictions courts and police can impose on criminals who torment their partners.
A Norfolk police scheme to help prevent children being groomed by drug gangs has been praised by the Home Secretary. Amber Rudd said she was impressed to hear how the force had taken a hard-hitting play around high schools to highlight the dangers of children being exploited to smuggle Class A drugs into and around the county. The play is called County Lines and is linked to the ongoing Operation Gravity that is targeting London gangs, drug gangs, bringing crack and heroin to Norwich, Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn. Miss Rudd said, "It is a really good idea. You can't say to kids, 'Beware of this, blah, blah.' You have to show them somehow. What I saw was really great work on how to warn children not to get involved in the dangers of being groomed and to look out for it. So it was really good to see such good work going on in Norfolk, and I believe the steps they are taking will disrupt county lines in Great Yarmouth and Norwich."
A historic railway tradition is being revived at Eaton Park's miniature railway. On Sunday, April the 1st, visitors will be issued with a style of railway ticket that largely vanished from Norwich in the 1970s. The very first ticket will be issued by the Lord Mayor of Norwich at Parkside Station on Easter Sunday. Named after its inventor, Thomas Edmondson, the Edmondson ticket was an iconic feature of railway journeys for over a century before being displaced by early electronic systems in the 1980s. Eden Park Miniature Railway has secured a supply of these nostalgic tickets from one of a small number of printers equipped to produce these, and they are dated in an authentic Edmondson press that is over 100 years old. All proceeds will go towards maintaining and improving the railway, or are donated to local charities and good causes.
A consultant surgeon from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has been honoured with a prestigious international award. Chung, consultant, esophagogastric and laparoscopic surgeon, was the first British surgeon to train under Professor J.D. Luktich at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center in the USA. And now he has been presented with an award named after the professor for his work in keyhole surgery for certain types of cancer. The highly complex surgery, known as minimally invasive esophagogectomy, removes part of the esophagus and stomach. It involves making small cuts or holes in the abdominal and chest wall and inserting a camera and other instruments to carry out the operation, which lasts for around 8 hours. NNUH is one of the few units in Europe to perform esophagogectomy using the totally minimally invasive technique.
Norfolk's newest canine star is proving a big hit in his debut role in the show Legally Blonde, the musical. Winston, a 4-year-old bulldog from Hainford, has joined the cast for the show's run at Norwich Theatre Royal. He won the role of Rufus after impressing judges at an audition day at Castle Mall in February, and this week, on stage, he has most definitely shown he has star qualities. The show, based on the hit movie starring Reese Witherspoon, tells the story of sorority sister Elle Woods, who puts down her credit cards and picks up the books to bag a place at Harvard Law School and win back her boyfriend. While Elle's dog Bruiser, the Chihuahua, is played by a canine actor who tours with the show, at each venue, a local four-legged friend is cast to play Rufus, the dog owned by Elle's hairdresser friend, Paulette. And now to our first feature, written by Richard Hughes. Workplace eateries have changed beyond compare over the decades. Here is Sarah Lusher to tell us more.